Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, June 7th, and this is Chicago Consulate Volunteer Joseph A. Fizikas reporting. The only real choice in this representation election is the Flight Attendants Union, the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA. This is the union that is flight attendants representing flight attendants. We must send a strong signal to management that we are unified and this is our time. By now, you should have already received your voting instructions, which includes your VIN and PIN. If you haven't yet received your voting instructions, time is running out. Please go to our website to start the process of obtaining your duplicate voting instructions requests. Make sure when using the telephone option to vote that you listen to all of the prompts to make sure you are choosing the correct union before you confirm your vote. Voting may be accomplished using either a personal computer or telephone. For clear voting instructions, please go to www.unitedafa.org or www.yourafa.org. This vote in the National Mediation Board NMB representation election is so important, one of the most important of our careers. You can hear flight attendants celebrating their vote at the yourafa.org website. Please don't wait. Participate. Vote today. Vote AFA. Since the 1950s, the Association of Flight Attendants has been a constant presence and leading advocate on aircraft cabin safety, testifying before Congress, regulatory bodies, and international tribunals, and getting it in writing in agreements with airlines. In fact, as a flight attendant-only union, AFA often is asked to consult with agencies and legislators on cabin safety issues. From early testimony before the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, the lead to emergency lighting systems and briefing for exit row passengers, to FAA research on cabin air quality, to more recent testimony leading to guidelines on wireless devices, AFA has led the way for cabin safety and security at every turn. Working with United Airlines and federal officials, AFA created the Onboard Safety Action Program, OSAP, to encourage flight attendants to report any safety problems or incidents without fear of discipline or recrimination. Sadly, while pilots and mechanics at Continental have similar whistleblower protections to report safety problems, IAM represented Continental flight attendants do not have the same protections. AFA advocacy also led to improved carry-on baggage rules and safer positioning and support of jump seats, as well as food cart inspection and maintenance. AFA testimony even resulted in improved aircraft design to ensure safe exit spacing, and AFA continues to play a crucial role in accident investigations. More recently, AFA was instrumental in the creation of an industry-leading zero-tolerance program. Passenger Incident Review Committee, providing legal and emotional support for flight attendants in the event of an assault and holding the perpetrators accountable for their actions. AFA campaigns tirelessly to protect us from the dangers on our aircraft. AFA is a strong voice for safety for our profession. Tomorrow, we will join our sisters and brothers from ALPA in protesting before the start of the annual 2011 UAL shareholders meeting. We have set up an RSVP page on our website for those of you who are able to join us. Management has put together a complicated merger of two different airlines in record time, yet they continue to make the frontline workers of this airline suffer by refusing to get serious in contract negotiations. If you own UAL common stock, either directly or through your 401k, you should have already received your stockholder meeting notice and admission ticket. If you are a shareholder, you again have the ability to register your dissatisfaction with the UAL Board of Directors, who have richly rewarded the executives and allowed them to profit from our sacrifice. For additional information and complete voting instructions, please see our website. As we have done in some prior years, this Wednesday, ALPA will be taking the lead on organizing a demonstration at this year's shareholders meeting. Let us know we can count on you to join us in protest of management's disregard for its frontline workers. Glenn Tilton, the former United Airlines CEO, has managed to maneuver himself into another potentially lucrative position with one of United's former creditors in bankruptcy. Mr. Tilton was appointed as chairman, Chase Bank's Midwest business, and will be a member of its firm-wide executive committee. As many of you know, Mr. Tilton continues at United Airlines in a non-executive chairman position of United Continental Holdings Incorporated, a position for which he continues to be well compensated. There were no negotiations last week, even though we have repeatedly informed management that we are willing to meet 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, to push for the proposals you have deemed important. Management refuses to meet outside the scheduled time set by our mediator, Mr. John Livingood. Our next negotiation session will be the week of June 13th, when we expect to receive management's counterproposals from our last mediated session. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.